The texts we've read this morning speak of hope. Our Old Testament reading from Isaiah speaks of God's promised day, a day when wars end, swords are beaten into plowshares, spears become pruning hooks. And our New Testament reading from Luke is Mary's song of hope as she delights in what God is doing in her life. On this, the first Sunday in Advent, we focus on the need to hold on to hope, to continue dreaming of and reaching for God's promised day, where there will be peace and all will know love. We need to ask ourselves, how does unrelenting hope change us? How does it change the communities we live in, our world? We've read Isaiah speaking of a time when the Lord's house will be established and many people will say, come, let us go to the Lord's house and learn the ways of God so we may walk in his paths. And God's judgment will bring reconciliation. People will beat their swords into plowshares, their spears into pruning hooks. No more fighting between nations. No more learning the ways of war. Walter Brueggemann says of this passage that this vision is an act of imagination that looks beyond present dismay through the eyes of God to see what will be that isn't yet. An act of imagination. The ability to imagine things pervades our entire existence. It influences everything we do, think about, and create. It leads to elaborate theories, dreams, and inventions in any profession, from the realms of academia to engineering to the arts. Ultimately, imagination influences everything we do, regardless of what we do. And to hope is an act of imagination. We imagine a better world. We imagine wholeness. Through the promises of God, Advent becomes the special time when faith sees what will be that is not yet. And we imagine and hope even when things are not yet. We discover something of the relationship between hope and despair. So I invite you, at this moment in time, to think about what present dismay there is in your life that blurs your vision. What are the things that clouds what you see? When you can identify that, then go on to ask yourself, how might you look beyond that blur of dismay to live into the not yet? Isaiah's vision was of a people who transformed their tools for harm into tools for growth, transformed their tools for death into tools for life. It's not enough just to end the tools of harm in some act of goodwill. Those very tools need to be reshaped to make the tools we need for life, tools to plough and to prune. That transforms the economy, and it will transform the earth from battleground to fertile ground, fertile garden even. So what do we use to bring harm? And how might we change those things to use them for growth? Then we read of Mary's song of hope, a song that rejoices in what God has done and what God will do, and the way Mary saw God using her own life in ways of hope. Do we have a song that we sing? What does it sound like? How do we see God using our lives for hope? This week, take time to sit with these questions. Light your candle, reflect on hope, and then do something that offers hope to someone else. And when you've done it, write it on that yellow card in your Advent kit and bring it to worship next week. So be it. Amen.